An important lesson for young pastors to learn is how to get congregational feedback regarding your sermons. That's our key sentence as we welcome you to the SermonCoach.com podcast. I'm your host, Dean Wilson. We're talking today with Dr. David Maines, the executive director of SermonCoach.com. It's our desire to help pastors create effective, life-transforming sermons. David, looking back on your long ministry, were there any books that were outstanding in terms of shaping you into the kind of pastor-preacher you became?
There were a lot of them, Dean. The one that comes to my mind most quickly, because it was quite different from the other books, was one by Reuel Howe. I don't remember what his background was. I just remember that name, and the book was called Partners in Preaching. And the partners were the minister and his congregation. The book is so old that you couldn't even say his or her, because women preaching, for the most part, in terms of my background, wasn't heard of as much then. But I have just a page I duplicated from his, just giving something that was quite revolutionary to me at the time as a young man. And he wrote, "The easiest way to make this feedback available to a preacher is to provide the discussion group with a tape recorder that will record its discussion, to which he can listen sometime later." Well, as soon as you say tape recorder, you know, you're talking a dated book. "Some clergy have tried to get this feedback by meeting with the discussants personally. Our experience indicates that no matter how mature a relationship a preacher has, his presence inevitably inhibits the group discussion of their response to his message. On the other hand, people quickly get used to a tape recorder, especially if only the microphone is visible, so the discussion is not blocked. It's not necessary for the group to have a leader, as is commonly thought by over-anxious ministers. We find that the most effective leadership is the leadership of some well-thought-out questions. The group need only a moderator, a responsibility which a member may assume." So this was saying, after the sermon has been done, quickly after if possible, you get a group of people, and he was talking maybe 6, 7, 8 people, and they sit down and they discuss what they have heard. And that gives feedback to the minister then, which gives some kind of an indication of how effective he has been as a communicator. Now, those were revolutionary ideas to me. I'd never heard of such a thing, and I thought, I got to try that. So eventually I made feedback a very basic part of what I was doing in terms of learning to become a communicator who was effective in what he was saying to his people.
How did that work? How did you get feedback in your days when you became aware of the value of that?
Well, I found that it was necessary always to ask people what they heard and how that was affecting their lives. And I did that in different ways. It eventually came, so I would do it immediately after the preaching. The service would end and there would be a 15-20 minute break, and then we'd have discussion groups, or what a lot of people call Sunday school. And one of those classes would always be when I would sit down with whoever wanted to come with me, and there'd usually be between 8, 10, 12 people. If it got bigger than that, we broke into 2 groups or 3 groups sometimes if I preached pretty well. I would just ask them, "Tell me what you heard this morning." And usually my first question, which are not the questions that Reuel Howe suggested in his Partners in Preaching, I would say, "Why don't you try to put into just a simple sentence what you think I was trying to say this morning?" So that was a way to get it started, and that's hard to do. That helped me. At least I would find if they were on target with where I was intending to go. But I never preached in my early years when I was the pastor of the congregation. When I go out as a guest preacher, I didn't have that done, because you can't just go in and impose your structure on somebody else. But I never preached, but what people got quickly in a position where they could discuss what they heard preached. And that was very helpful to me to sit in on that discussion. And I tried not to dominate this discussion as much as feel them out more and more, ask questions from them. So
that's actually the source of where the idea for the key sentence came from. You're asking them to put into a sentence what you've preached. And at one point, didn't someone say, "Well, David, why don't you put into a sentence what you preached?"
Oh, that was a transforming question to my life. So I don't care what, this last week I preached probably a couple of times. And always I know what that key sentence is. It has a subject, it has a response, and so on. And I've just finished a book on that called The Sermon Sucking Black Hole. And maybe next time we get together like this, we'll be able to reference that book quite a bit, because it's all the lessons I've learned over a period of years. Howell said that you didn't have to do it as the minister and that your presence inhibited the discussion. I'm not sure I necessarily agreed with that, although sometimes it might have. The kind of questions he said the moderator was to ask were, what did the preacher say to you? He said, don't try to reproduce what the preacher said. The question asked, what you heard. And I like that question. I think it's very good. It's better than the question I ask, I think, because I was asking, what do you think I was trying to say? And this is saying, what did you hear and what did God say to you? What difference do you think the sermon will make in your life? Or was it only passing and theoretical interest? I think that's a good question. He says the moderator should ask, in what ways were you challenged or drawn to greater devotion to your areas of responsibility? Another good question. Did the minister's style and method, language, manner of delivery, illustrations help or hinder the hearing of his message? Explain. That was good. Do you think the preacher received any assistance from the congregation in the preparation and delivery of his sermon? If so, describe. If not, why not? That was a good thing. Was he a partner not only in terms of what he said, but did he get input from the congregation prior to actually preaching that sermon? So I got to the place where that affected me, and that I would actually meet with people as I was putting the sermon together and saying, is this where you are? You know, is it coming too fast? What suggestions would you make to me? And sometimes in those early sessions, the people would say, scrap the whole sermon. You're way beyond where we are. Back up. You know, and I would start all over with them. I became, as I think about it, and the first time I thought about it now, his book was called Partners in Preaching, that they were involved with you in the preparation and the delivery and the response to the sermon. I became that very much, and that was extremely helpful to me. I think as the more these partners with me honed my preaching style, I was able to anticipate much more what they would say, because you get a repetition after a while. I would say one of the things I heard very frequently in my early years was, you're way beyond where we are. You assume we like the Bible as much as you seem to like it. You just have to understand that you're preaching sermons to people who are like you, and we're not like you. We're way, way back here at the beginning. And it made me aware that an awful lot of sermonizing is elementary as to where people are. They're not a long way down the road. It also made me aware, another big lesson I learned was that people don't learn nearly as quickly as you say. It takes repetition, 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 repetition. I spoke at your church, and if I went back to your church, I would say I spoke there probably 3 months ago, I'm guessing. But if I went back, I think I would preach the very same thing I preach. Different text, different thing. But I would say, you didn't do what I said last time. You still got the same problem. Here's where you're going to go. You didn't hear me. I'll give it to you a second time. You know, I wouldn't try to come up with a new sermon. I would preach the very same thing, and they would be uncomfortable. And sooner or later, one or two things would happen. They'd either do what I say, or otherwise they'd say, don't ask him to come anymore because we know what he's going to tell us. Okay. So, but you know, you learn a lot of things in that. But my early days, the more I talk about it, Partners in Preaching, I don't think it ever sold very many books, but it was the right book for me as a young man trying to get involved in ministry and be effective in terms of my communication. And I wish it were not out of print. I wish it were still in print, but it's not.
Tell us the author's name one more time.
His name is Reuel, and I think it's R-E-U-L, Reuel Howell. H-O-W-E. So, and I don't even know what his denomination was, Reuel Howell.
It's fascinating how God can speak to us through a resource like that, and it can fundamentally transform the ministry
life, not a question about it. Yeah, uh-huh, yeah.
So what we're saying is an important lesson for young pastors to learn, and I'll bet this is a lesson that older pastors could learn as well, and that is, it's important to get congregational feedback regarding your sermons.
Yeah, before you preach it, as well as after you preach it.
Before and after.
Because you may feel, you know, I heard a young fellow preach in another state probably 3 weeks ago, and I think he thought I knocked that baby out of the park. I was really good, you know. But my guess is, certainly if I'd been in the discussion group, I would have asked some questions that might have been very hard for him, because he was preaching an old chestnut. You know, he was very familiar with it, and it was a lot of really interesting generalities that it was kind of like circling, but you never landed. You know, And I don't think I was the only one who felt that way. I think that the people of the congregation thought, good stories, interesting stories. What was it you were trying to say? You know, so.
Yeah, and sometimes what, and this is a subject for another podcast, we need to be faithful to the text as well as what are we trying to say. I heard a sermon preached on the Tower of Babel one time, and the thrust of the sermon was that God is a lover of diversity and he created diversity.
Oh my goodness.
And that was the message that was proclaimed from that text, which is, in my mind, missing the point.
Yeah, missed the point, right.
Our lesson for today, get congregational feedback both before and after you preach your sermon. And you'll be doing a really good thing for your ministry and also for the people that are listening to you preach. We're so glad you joined us for our SermonCoach.com podcast today. You found our podcast on our website, SermonCoach.com. That's sermon-coach.com. We invite you to browse through the resources we have there to help pastors create effective, life-transforming sermons. And as we always do, we invite you to join us once again for our next SermonCoach.com podcast.